What do we have against vacation? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president is on his Martha's Vineyard vacation today, to much criticism from his critics, because it looks bad at a time when so many Americans are looking for jobs.
The White House is more than aware of critics who question the idea of the president heading to Martha's Vineyard as the country faces economic challenges. Carleton College political expert Stephen Shear says a presidential break is fine, but an elite destination poses image problems.
I think it'd be good for Barack Obama to go to a place where more everyday Americans are vacationing.
Which I think these days would be a pup tent in the neighbor's backyard. There are members of Congress saying, how dare he take a vacation? He should be pushing his jobs package. And I hear this coming from the same members of Congress who say the federal government has no business creating jobs. I don't get it. They should be happy he's on vacation. They want him working feverishly on a new jobs program? Why? Because they're going to pass it the moment they get back in September? No, they're going to call it dead on arrival like they always do. I think this is part of America's distaste, not just for Barack Obama's vacation, because the same thing happened to George Bush. This is about America's cultural aversion to vacation, period. It's one of the ways we try to prove to the world that we're not Europeans, because you just try to find a Parisian in Paris at this time of year. You can't. Just try to find an Italian in Italy between noon and two any time of year. You can't. We want to show the world we're not like that. Plus, we have this fear that if we're out of the office for more than 3 days, there'll be somebody else at the desk when we get back. And that fear is not entirely misplaced. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.